All right, so we're going to try to continue in Kuf Tes Vav. So, so the question is, what do we mean that the Rabbanon is Mavatal Adaraisa? Right? Even if you hold that what? That Adaraisa is not Mavatal Adaraisa. Adarabbanon is Mavatal Adaraisa. Or Rishus is Mavatal Adarabbanon. Right? Yeah. What does that mean? What's the meaning of that? What's the process? How does that work? Okay, so the question though is a little more complicated, right? Because let's say you held mitzvahs arm vatan zuzu. Let's say you held mitzvahs arm vatan zuzu, and you had matzah midaraisa and mara midaraisa. What would be the result? What would be the result? According to Rashi, if you had matzah daraisa and mara daraisa, what would be the outcome? And you held mitzvahs arm vatan zuzu. You'd say both. What? So you'd say what? That you're not yotze either one? Oh, did I say it wrong? Let's say you held mitzvahs arm vatan zuzu. How could it be both? If we say mitzvahs arm vatan zuzu, how could it be both? So either it's neither. Or what? Or it's mara. Why would you say Mara? Because that's what Rashi says in Zvachim. Isn't that what Rashi says in Zvachim? That Rashi says in Zvachim that you have it in the newer Gemaras. They quote that Rashi in the bottom, in the Mosef Rashi. That that he says that if you held the Mevatlan Zuzu, the Mara would be Mevatal the Tamatza. Am I right? Right? Mm-hmm. He's talking about the case if you hold Mevatal and Zuzu, and they're both Daraisa. Right? So if I'm not right about that, I'm in trouble with you. What?
What do you mean, Daraisa?
I thought he was saying that. What is he going to say? No, if you hold Mevatal. Yeah. I understand. He says the opposite. But he's telling you what the problem would be. I understand. He's talking about the opposite. He's saying, since we hold their aim mevatlan zuzu, right? Therefore, we don't say that the tam mara will be mevatl the tam matzah. But if you held they are mevatlan zuzu, then the tam mara would be mevatl the tam matzah. Right? It doesn't say we don't say the mevatlan zuzu.
Yeah, but you being mevatl the mara.
If they're both deraisa. Okay. If they're both deraisa, what do you mean? Who cares?
The Mara per se is mitzvah. He's just trying to avoid the issue of the fact that, in other words, Mara is only a halacha in the Korban Pesach.
So, make a bracha halacha of Mara regardless. Still, it just may not have its own minion. May not have its own. May not be its own in the minion of mitzvahs, but it's a deraisa.
Yeah, but because you would say that's the way to eat it, right? That you saw the Ron says that, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. All he says is Veloasi Tam Moro Mavatli Tam Matza. Right? Meaning if you're gonna say Mavatlan Zuazu, then what? Then the Tam Moro would be Mavatla the Matza. The Tam Matza. That was the point I'm trying to make is that when you say Mavatlan Zuazu on the Daraisa level, correct, it's gonna run by what? By Tam, it seems. Correct? What's difficult in this sugi is to figure out the bittle over here. When Tom is important and when Tom is not important. I'm trying to build up the case over here to show you that Tom is treated differently. You understand? That when it's Daraisa and Daraisa, then Rashi says the problem would be the Tom Moror. Then it would be a Tom issue. Right? And the stronger Tom would win. Correct? Mustafa from Rashi would be Yotzi the Moror. But when we get to the case of Doraisa and Derabanan, or Derabanan and Rishus, right? Then what? Then what happens? Then the lower one is always Mevatel. Even if it's Tam, is less. So how does this Bittel work? That's what's difficult to understand. Is it a Bittel of Tam? Is it a rule that Is it a rule that tam of the stronger one is mevatel the lesser one, and you consider to only be eating the stronger one? So then that should always be the rule, whether it's derais or derabanan. I mean, just because one is a mitzvah and one is not a mitzvah, so why can't the mitzvah be mevatel the non-mitzvah? Why does it always go, how come when it comes to mitzvah and non-mitzvah, or derais or derabanan, the lower one is always the mevatel? Even if its tam is much weaker. Right? Correct? Unless there are two exceptions to that rule, right? One is if it's derech achilaso, like by charosis, like the Ran says. Even if he held charosis is rishus, is not mitzvah, it's still not mevatel the mar, because it's derech achilaso.
Of the mar.
That's what the Ran says, right? So it becomes like a funny thing. Like, what role does tam play over here? You get this. You get the feeling that tam does not play an essential role. It's not an issue of taste per se. Okay, taste sometimes is important and sometimes it's not as important. So that must mean it's playing a secondary role, something else. Okay.
Doesn't say that
you need tam matzal chud.
Yeah. Even in case where the Mar is Darabanan, he gives us the reason why the Mar is Darabanan is Mevata al Matzah.
That's correct. So we said that also is a problem. Because what if the mitzvahs are not Mevata Zuazu, right? We hold that's even if you hold mitzvahs are not Mevata Zuazu, right? So let's say you had Matzah and Mar Daraisa together. Yeah. Why do you say you're having the Tam of the Mar of the Matzah Lechud? It's the same experience. It's the same experience. So what is the nature of this bittel? What is the nature of this bittel? It's not simply a bittel that whichever tam is greater is mevatel the other entity, and it's gone. Right? It's not like a traditional bittel berov. They say the smaller one is just gone. You can't just translate tam for rov here. It doesn't work out. Yeah. So you have to introduce the context over here, right? Why is it not a traditional bittel? Because we're not talking about a pot over here, right? Not a pot. It's what? It's a maisa achila. We can't get away from this. We can't get away from it. Can't ignore that fact. Can't make it the centerpiece of everything, but can't ignore the fact. It definitely is an issue, definitely is different because it's a maisa achila. But what role does that play over here? What role does that play? All right. So what do you say? We have to unravel this. What do you say? What role does the Maisa Achila play over here? So what do you guys want to try to work your svaras out from yesterday? Want to try to try them again? See, that's the problem. Now the problem is you're going to say, Ein mitzvah v'al zuzu, which seems to imply we don't care about tam. Right? We don't care about it tasting like matzah when you're eating the matzah. We just need you to eat it. That's what the premise of Amos and Valzuzu seem to imply. But then all of a sudden, tam becomes very important. Right? Yeah, go ahead. See, the problem we keep getting stuck in is if you try to use tam as a conclusion of what the thing is in terms of am I yotzi the mitzvah. It seems that we have to have tam playing some intermediary role. Okay. Tam is not dispositive. It doesn't dispose of the question. You can't ask the question, am I yotze or not? And the answer will be depending on what tam you taste it. That just doesn't work. That just doesn't run through any of this stuff. Especially if it has tavlin in it, or with the charosis, you tasted some of it. It just doesn't work. So what does Tom do? That's what I want to know. What does Tom do? Mitnick, you were close. What did you say? What does Tom do? See, I think this is where... What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say over there about what Tom does? Tosfos is trying to define what is the difference between an achila of two shlemim and an achila where you chew them together first. Tosfos in the Ran, right? Defining what's the difference between an achila of two shlemim or an achila of an ear of Tom. He's saying even though the maror is totally reshus, but since they're going down whole, it's okay. It's okay. Now, Chaim had a good question. What do you mean that the Mara is totally reshus? Maybe the Mara is a mitzvah midaraisa. Maybe in terms of substance, it's a deraisa. Right? Correct? Okay, so therefore, what is Tosis's question really? Turn your question into an answer. It's not a bittel in terms of what? In terms of the entity. But in terms of what? First?
Maisa.
In terms of Maisa Achila. In terms of the Maisa Achila. Everybody thinks I'm a hypocrite today. In terms of the Maisa Achila. So then what does it mean? So according to Tosis, what's Tosis saying? Give me something positive over here. Not the time for negative knowledge now. What's positive? So what does Eruv Tam do? What does Eruv Tam do? It makes it into one ochel, which is then subject to only one Maisachiva. Okay? In other words, you have to ask if this is a preliminary, but this is a preliminary question. Forget about thinking about the problem over here. Let's just think about it in terms of what's going on logically. The way Tosis seems to be setting it up. He's saying like this, that what? Let's follow the clues. That what? That what's the difference if I'm eating them, shlemim, or after I chew them, right? And Mitnick's question is good. Saying he's not asking about the eruv of the substance, he's not asking about will the cheftza be levatel the cheftza, because it could be matzah dara, it could be mora daraisa. So he's worried, maybe I have what? What's he worried about? What's Tosis' question? Maybe I have what? Maybe I have one maisa achila over here that comprises both mitzvah and rishus. Maybe I only have one, because the whole problem of the maror of bol. By the way, this is dependent, it would seem. This question is dependent on learning that bola maror is not yotza. Right? It would seem so. Means to say that the maisa, that the derech achila of maror, of bola maror, is a derech achila shel rishus of maror. Okay? In terms of the mitzvahs moror, it's a maisa of rishus. So now Tosis is wondering, saying like this, why don't you say that what? That how are you consuming your matzah? Now we could chip away a little more. What's the problem? How are you consuming your matzah? Mitnick? With an achila shel rishus. That's Tosis' problem. That's Tosis' kasha. So now if Ambola Moror is a Maisa Rishus, if Achilas Moror in this Derech is a Rishus, and simultaneously I'm eating the Matzah, right? So maybe I'll say that with my Achila Shel Rishus, I'm eating the Matzah. Meaning to say that what? That in order to be Yotze Achilas Matzah, how must you eat it? With a Maisa of Achilas Mitzvah. Can't be Yotze the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah with a Maisa of Achilas Rishus. So that seems to be Tosa's answer. That what? That as long as there's no Eruv of Tom. Tosa doesn't talk about Tom, though, right? He just talks about chewing? He does say Tom? Oh, okay. Where is it? Oh, I'm on the wrong side. Hold on. He says, right. Right. Yeah. Okay, so in other words, I mean, we have to take a little bit of liberty over there. But, well, we'll fill in the blanks later. Don't worry. Let's just see if the scheme works. The scheme works, and we can see if the details fit in. Yeah, so anyway, so that's his question. The premise of his question is you can't have one Maisa Achila that is simultaneously an Achila of Rishus and Mitzvah. A Mitzvah requires an Achila Shel Mitzvah. Okay? So that's his problem. I mean, when you phrase the problem like that, it's a very good question. In other words, if you come to the sugya with this premise that a maisa, that an achila shel mitzvah needs an exclusive maisa shel mitzvah, right? The mitzvah of matzah needs an achila shel mitzvah. Then this does present a very big problem, because simultaneously I'm swallowing two things: one to shel rishus and one to shel mitzvah. How can I be yotzei? So what's his answer? That as long as each one is distinct, it can be considered two different Maisei Achila simultaneously. It's only when there's an Eruv of Tam and they join together as an Ochel, do I have to say there's one Maisei Achila. You understand? This is the foundation of my whole approach over here. Okay? That the Eruv Tam does something that is preliminary. Forget about defining it this way, that way, the other way. Forget about defining it. It's not a matter of defining what it is in terms of its shame before that it does something more important. It demands one shame, Maisa Achila, because it's one Ochel. You can eat two foods simultaneously and each one be considered its own Maisa Achila, but you can't eat one food simultaneously and be considered different Maisa Achila. Okay? Right? I mean, the Ran is even more descriptive than Tosus. Says, chewing them together into one mass and then swallowing them turns it into one ochel that the blia is on. Right? Whereas if I put two things in my mouth simultaneously and swallow them down, I just did it. It's a psik ratio. I did two things at once. I can do two things at once, as long as they're two different things. Right? Can you do two things at once? Of course. You do two things at once. But only to do different things. Right? But if I... What do you say, Daniel? If I masticate with the mandibles and the upper and lower portion of my jaw, then I've processed it into one food, right? Processed it into one food, and then my bliya is going to be one maizachila on the mass. There's a technical term for that mass. I don't remember what it is, but what polis? Thank you. But the question is, is it one Maisa Achila? Okay. So that would seem to be answer the basic problem here. That if I make one Ochel out of an entity of Rishus and of Mitzvah, right, then I can't be Yotzei. Then it's impossible to be yotzei. Why? Because I can no longer say that my maisa is exclusively a maisa shel mitzvah. Okay? In other words, the Eruv Tam is not saying who's better, who's more important, who's the only. It's just functioning to join these two things into one ochel. which then necessitates one maisa achila. You understand? Which would destroy which would prevent it from being an achila shel mitzvah, definitively. You understand? That's the main problem. That's the bottom line problem of rishus and mitzvah. Of rishus and mitzvah. That in order to be yotze, a mitzvah shel achila, it has to first be defined as a maisa shel a maisa of achilas mitzvah. Has to be a special kind of a maisa achila. It's not the mundane maisa achila. It's a maisa achila shel mitzvah. But if there's a combination of mitzvah and rishus, and there's only one definition of this maisa, it can't be defined anymore as maisa mitzvah is exclusive. Yeah, is a misarev. In other words, this bittel is not the regular bittel. This bittel of Eruv Tam means it destroys the exclusivity of each. That's what it does. Mevatlin zeh es zeh means that it destroys the exclusivity. It's a taroves. It is one chefza of food that is an amalgam of different things. In other words, it's shalom. or chamim for you guys who believe it's different than shalom. So, it's an amalgam. In other words, but the point is like this. It's a type of a taroves in function. Okay? It's a taroves in terms of the maisa of achila, not in terms of the chefza. So taroves, not in terms of the chefza, defining it as one entity, as one shame, but in terms of making it one entity of achila. In terms of the entity of achila, the Eruv Tam makes it into one entity of achila. Now there's nothing that demands which shame is necros over here. It's a matter of fact. It's a tyrovis of fact. Of fact and function. That now you're doing one exclusive maisa achila to one entity. Okay? That itself is a destruction of the maisa. If you had two separate entities, you could say I can conceive it as two separate things. But as long as there's a tarovis in the realm of food, it's one maisa, which can no longer be considered an exclusive maisa achila of mitzvah. It has to be by the lower standard. The lower standard is just achilas ochel. It's going to be, since I have to have one shame that's going to relate to both, it has to be the lower one. Right? That's why groups are very bad. Whenever you have a group, you always go by the lowest common denominator. Yeah. Because that's the nature of achila. That's the nature of a derech achila.
Isn't the nature of achila just like proximity almost, like whether it's going down the same
event, the same smaller,
and then more fundamental achila
component? Is it more fundamental?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean by more fundamental. That's the result that we're trying to achieve. I mean, if nothing happens unless you swallow, that's true. But what are you doing the swallowing to? Are you doing the swallowing to two foods or to one food? So you're saying if you chew them together and you make them into one chefza of a shared tam, then that's considered that you're swallowing one entity of food. No, but the ear of tam makes it one entity of ochel. How would you have that? What do you mean by that? Okay. No, so now we can go back to the original machlokas, a mavatlan or a mavatlan. Okay? And we'll see that by that machlokas, we don't have this problem. Why? Because by the machlokas of mavatlan or a mavatlan, we're talking about two entities that are achila shel mitzvah. They're both achila shel mitzvah. Okay? So, even if they're mixed together, It's not an issue of changing the nature of the Maisa Achila. You understand? Now it's just a question of which shame mitzvah am I considered to have eaten.
Why don't we have this?
Because they're both Shal Mitzvah. They're both Shal Mitzvah. They're both foods Shal Mitzvah. You understand?
But it's still one Achila.
It's still one Achila. But that one Maisa Achila is definitely an Achila Shal Mitzvah. Because they're both a mitzvah. The only question though is, do you say that there's a bittul whereby the whole ma'achol will be nikras al shem echad? That's a different question. Again, I don't know. One second. Maybe. I'll entertain the impossibilities first. Let me just say it this way, and then you tell me if you have another way. No, so it means like this. So that solves that problem. When Rashi said by mitzvos mevatlan zuasu that the morah will be mevatal the matzah, so we said how come the tam morah is always mevatal? You see, the tam morah is not mevatal morah mitzvah shel matzah or shus. So because that was separate problems. When you had matzah and morah over shus and mitzvah, that was a question of being choveya the maisa achila. Right? So the Maisa Achila is always going to be reduced to the lower. But by Matzah and Morah Doraisa, so there's only one Maisa Achila of Mitzvah. Now the only question is, which is the shame? What am I considered to have eaten? Which shame Ochel? Which shame Mitzvah am I considered to have eaten? So then he holds, the Morah will define the shame of the Ochel. Or is this the Morah, the Matzah, the Tam will define the shame. So you'll be Yotzei Mara. But if you hold mitzvos ein mevatlan zu azu, then it means one shame can never negate the other shame. There's just no process of bittul. There's no phenomenon of bittul by maisei mitzvah, by mitzvah, by chefzo shel mitzvah. Each one keeps its shame. So Tom is not going to do anything. In other words, Tom is only going to do something when they're subject to bittul. That's the machlokas. Mrs. Valzuzu is still a machlokas like we were saying yesterday. It's a question whether these things are subject to bittul. Is one chefza subject to lose its shame in the presence of the other chefza? Is one entity of mitzvah subject to being blotted out by another entity of mitzvah? Or do we say mitzvahs are kiyadadi ninu? They're kiyadadi ninu. They don't blot each other out. Okay? But whether we say they do or not, But if you say they do, then Tom will be the method of defining which shame is the ikker. You understand? So Tom really functions in two different ways. It'll function in terms of making it into one Maisa Achila, which is a fundamental problem of eating mitzvah and reshus. Because then you lose the Maisa of Achilas mitzvah. But even when I have Achilas Mitzvah, because it's Matzah and Morah Daraisa, if I hold this subject to be Mevatel each other's shame, then the Tam will be Koveya, the shame Mitzvah that I'm considered to eat with my Maisa Achilas Shal Mitzvah. Okay? But if I dip the Morah in the Charoses, it's not a problem at all. Because that's not considered a new Derech Achila. No, it's the only time an achila shel reshus will ever be a problem is if it's koveya a new derech achila. But if this is dafka the derech of achilas morah, you can't say it's considered an achilas morah of a davar acher. It's only when there's an ear of tam that makes it two separate maisei achila that are joined together and one is reshus, then it destroys the shame achilas mitzvah. But if that is dafka the derech of the achilas morah itself, that's nigvar acharav. It's bottled to it. Yeah. In other words, you wouldn't say, like Tosa's question, you couldn't ask Tosa's question on Rashi. If you think I'm right, I mean, do you think I'm right that according to Rashi, be yotzi tomorrow? Sort of hinging, it's not necessary for the svara, but I think it's true. So why don't you ask this question? If I eat the matzah and the morah together, and you'll mitzvah mevatel zu azu, and the tam morah is mevatel the tam matzah, so now why don't you say the matzah is the reshus? Yeah. Right? Why is this? If the Tam Moror is Mevatel the Tam Matzah, right? So then I'm not Yotzei Matzah. So how can I be Yotzei Moror? Now I'm eating Matzah and Rishus. I'm eating Moror and Rishus. Just like Tosa said, if you swallow the Moror, it's Rishus.
Moror
is
Rishus or Matzah?
The Matzah is Rishus, I'm sorry. Right, just like Tosa said, if you swallow the Moror, the Moror is Rishus because you're not Yotzei. That's why I say the same thing over here. If the Tam Moror is Mevatel the Matzah, so how can I be Yotzei the Moror? Now I'm eating Matzah and Moror. Now I'm eating Matzah, Shel Rishus, and Moror, Shel Mitzvah. So maybe you say that's what Rashi means, that they get the ball started. But you won't be able to see either one. But it's not a kasha, according to what I'm saying, because that was only a question in joining two entities. That was in terms of derech achila. That was in terms of derech achila. The derech of boleya is not a derech of achila samara. Right? But over here, it is the right derech achila. And they're both chefzo shel mitzvah. It is the derech of achila matzah shel mitzvah. It's just in this case, the shame of only one will emerge. That's not going to, you don't, that's what I was saying before, that whole question of Tosis is totally unlearning, that you're not Yotze if you swallowed Moror alone. If you learn like Rashi, you wouldn't have that kasha. You can't say that if I swallowed Moror alone, I'd be Yotze, but if I swallowed it together, then since Lamafrey, I'm not Yotze, then since I'm not Yotze, Lamafrey, it was Shoroshus. I would have. A little complicated. But anyway, that's the way I want to learn over here. Now there is another possibility. Now, in terms of the machlokas of Mevatel and Zozu, you could say the other way. This is the way you guys were starting out yesterday, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. You say, what's the machlokas of Mevatel and Zozu? The machlokas is, do I need an exclusive maisa of achilas matzah? Or an exclusive maisa of an achilas moror? Or can I have a compound maisa? In other words, does the Kiyam Mitzvah demand exclusivity of Maisa? Am I right? Is that what you're saying? Or am I off base here? Right? Are you trying to bring that back up now?
Similar to that.
Similar? But go ahead. Let's hear a similar one.
No, just in other words, it's still the same type of mechanism as... The Mara makes it sound like it's all the same thing, right? I mean, Darabon and Daraisa, 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 Daraisa.
Right.
So the activity of the action to be...
1 second. By the way, I answered your question from yesterday, right? Now you see clearly why Daraisa and Darabon are completely... Completely incompatible. Because the mice, there's definitely a difference between a mice and mitzvah midaraisa and a mice and mitzvah midrabanan. Can't be yotze a mice and mitzvah midaraisa with a mice of the rabanan. Completely incompatible.
Yeah. Two separate tracks,
right. Okay, so you take a look here in Kuftes Vav, so he explains also that the problem really of the Ear of Tom is that it's because of the chashivas of the mitzvah. That if you, it's not a problem of time per se. It's a problem of trying to mix another achila with it. That's the problem. You're trying to make. You're saying that the achila shel mitzvah, you want to add another achila with it. But if he says, for instance, if you take matzah and you eat it, you augment it to eat it in a better way. That itself is achilas matzah. It's not the time per se. It's creating a new derech achila, a new ochel, a new conglomerate entity of food, which is mitzvah and rishus. But like the Ran says, if it itself is derech achila, it doesn't have that problem.